Welcome to If These Walls Could Talk, a short podcast about your connections to the built environment of Denver. I'm Sam Pike, your host. It's more than just a burrito. It's illegal Pete's. Food, community, tasty beers, and live music. What's more to want in a local hang? I mean, by this point, Pete's is a Denver establishment, and for good reason. Let's explore why stepping into this restaurant is about more than just deciding between taquitos or burritos. Amy Osgood leads the way.
Hi guys, I'm Amy Osgood.
But Amy, I'd like to hear what you wanted to tell me.
Yeah, so I was thinking about talking today about illegal Pete's.
What is Illegal Pete's?
So Illegal Pete's is a fast casual Mexican restaurant that has existed in Denver, Boulder, and Fort Collins for the past 20 years. And yeah, full bar and restaurant. It's a really fun, inclusive space where you can go get really cost-effective meals that are really good quality and just hang with friends. All the locations have a stage for music and comedy. They do a lot to support the arts community in Colorado and all the markets where they exist.
Yeah, to say that it's just a burrito shop is really selling it short.
Yeah.
It's high quality food, but it's also, it puts a lot of the profits back into the local creative community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's definitely not McDonald's.
Nope. Not even close.
Tell me a bit about why this place has been so special to you and part of your Denver journey.
Yeah. So, when I arrived to Denver, I was seeking a career change. And I was previously in corporate finance. I was looking to come to Denver for, just a career that involved food, music, or booze, because those were the three like fun categories to me. And with that career change, I was willing to start at the bottom. I just wanted to work really hard and have it be really meaningful, my job be really meaningful to me. So when I had found out about Illegal Pete's, I moved here to intern for free for them.
So you moved cross country, brand new city, mm-hmm. for a free internship.
And like after having an adult job too, so I like put that aside.
So you knew comfort and he's like, oops.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm just going to start over. But they are literally the reason why I came to this town. And I had only had two burritos in my life before I came to here to work for Illegal Pete's. I would then go on, about a year after I had been working there, I went on to host a burrito eating competition where my now significant other had won. So that was a really important moment for me where it was like literally this place made me found my love of my life.
That is pretty crazy. Brings you out here, hooks you up with a good person.
Yes.
And it definitely was your place where you grew
into
this non-finance world, Amy.
Yeah.
Like, as long as I've known you, you've been somebody who is very intentional about connecting with the world around you. Like, you're not somebody who just kind of sits back and does your thing.
Yeah. Well, the wonderful thing about Illegal Pete's is it provided me this platform to really view Denver, and if someone needed help, like there was always a way that I could connect them either with something internally with the company or someone that I had met through the company. But they do so much for the community and touch so many people that the connections and the network just is really, really wide. So that was really important to me.
Totally.
In my time here.
And you also said that you wanted to tell me about there was some controversy there. So it's been this really beautiful place for you, and then all of a sudden something happened.
Yeah, so it kind of started when we were opening the store in Fort Collins, and it was brought to our attention that there was issues with the name Illegal Pete's. To me, it meant nothing more than the founder, Pete, who, you know, he has a lot of fun, he gets in a lot of trouble,
it's
like growing up.
He's definitely kind of a crazy guy.
Right, like that name really speaks to him. His father's name was Pete, you know, they, you know, we're Hellraisers, so that's what it meant to me, but then recognizing that there was a large group of people that it meant something really different to, in the sense of, you know, illegal immigration and things of that nature.
And especially because it was burritos, so...
Yes. Yeah. And having that connection to Mexican food. So that opened my eyes really widely and led me to a great conversation that I had with a Hispanic friend. And up until that point, he had always just come to the restaurant with us and hadn't really said anything. But when I actually sat down and took the time to talk to him about it, he said, you know, it is actually really tough for me to go into that place. And when I invite one of my Hispanic friends or cousins or whatever it may be into the restaurant, he's like, I have to explain to them, like, no, like, wow. It's not what you think it is. It's more than that. And it is inclusive and it does do all these great things. So, and then every time we go there, you know, probably twice or three times a week. So right. It's a constant reminder, especially when we're in there, and it just makes you, it really just opened my eyes to a whole new perspective. And, I think made me and a lot of other people hopefully better for it.
But obviously, like, that didn't tarnish your time there. Mm-hmm. And it continues to be this place that is really invested in the local community.
And I'm literally minutes away from heading there right now for my going away party, which I'm going to be late but it's going to be worth it. Everyone will understand.
Well, may the road raise to you, your feet, however that saying goes.
I know what you mean there.
I'm excited for you is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you.
You're a beautiful person.
Thank you, Sam. Likewise.
Thanks, Amy.
Cool.
If These Walls Could Talk is brought to you by Denver Architecture Foundation and the Denver Public Library. Editing by Josh Wright and Erica Prather. Our portable cardboard recording booth was designed and built by Extra Vitamins. The Blair Caldwell African American Research Library hosted us this year. If you have questions or comments, please reach out. You can contact us by emailing hello@denverarchitecture.org. And I'm Sam Pike, your host. Thank you for listening.